thousands of people eating lunch already. That's disgusting. Test? Test? I want to welcome everybody to the Old Marble Stage and to the St. John's River Basin Folklife Area here at the 33rd Annual Florida Folk Festival on the banks of the nice sunny Suwannee River. And yeah, look at all that applause out there. I can't believe people are eating lunch already this morning. What is this? Yeah, more. Yay, I love applause. There's David Taylor. He's just been immortalized on tape. And we're going to start off in a few minutes with some traditional Mexican music. Before we start, I do want to explain that the St. John's River Basin Folklife Area does feature all sorts of traditional life that is practiced today along the St. John's River, on and in the river, I guess you could say. We have all sorts of commercial fishing practices here. There is a very healthy and thriving commercial fishing industry or business that takes place on the St. John's River. We've got people making shad net up here. It's a pretty interesting process. We've got people making fish traps and crab traps. Eddie Oxendine, we call him Fast Eddie. He's going to be teaching people how to skin catfish. Eddie can skin a catfish in 14 seconds. I mean, I don't mean just skin it, but that's cleaned, ready to throw in the pan to fry up. So Eddie, he's not going to be doing them that fast. We don't have that many fish, but he's up there. We've got LaFrance Walker is going to be showing how to make very tasty catfish head stew. I bet you kids have eaten a lot of catfish head stew, hadn't you? Not any? Well, I'll be. That's sad. And we have, let's see, who else we've got here? We've got Mr. Bennett making what you know as a jump box, which is like a cat line or trot line. If you want to know what a jump box is, go ask Mr. Bennett. He's working off the back of his truck primarily over here next to the tent. And we have some crafts. We have some piñata making. There is a very large Mexican community in the St. John's River Basin, where most of the folks work in the fern industry over there. And we have several people that represent the Mexican community over here doing various Mexican traditional things, everything from making piñatas. Vicky Grimm is over here making piñatas. And at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30 today, we're going to have a piñata breaking. So all you kids, be sure to be over where the piñatas are at 11:30, 12:30, or 1:30. And we're going to string up a couple of piñatas, and you're going to beat the devil out of them until they break, and then the candy will fall out, and you can get what you can scrabble, because it'll be a rush for what falls out of those things. But that's going on at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30. We also have some needlework from St. John's County, some very delicate, intricate, beautiful needlework happening over here. Thelma Pacetti is over there doing some craft work. And we also have all kinds of music that's going to take place on this stage at various times during the day. Let me mention that if you don't have one of these booklets, you need to get one. There are people selling them around. I don't see anybody down here right now, but be sure to get one of these. You know what they say, you can't tell who the players are without a program. And this is basically a program. It has essays about what's happening at the Folk Festival. It's got photographs of everything that you're seeing here, commercial fishing photographs, what happens on the river. We got some picture of fernery over near Seville Pearson. Got a schedule of what's happening every day in these nice multicolored pages, and lots of other good information in there. And like I said, we've got all kind of music here, and we're going to start off today's music with some traditional Mexican singing and guitar playing, some folks that write and sing corridos, which are Mexican, I guess that's a Spanish word for ballad. Kathy will tell us about it. Kathy's going to introduce these folks a little bit for you. And then we're just going to turn it loose. Make welcome, if you will, the Galarza brothers.
Good morning in Spanish. And this morning we have the opportunity of hearing some traditional Mexican music. It's called corridos. And corridos comes from the verb correr, which means to run or to flow. And what it means is that it's a running account or a story. So it's like what we call in English a ballad. And the Galarza brothers live in Pearson, which is over near the St. John's River. They work in the fern industry over there. And they're originally from the state of Michoacán in central Mexico, which is a state where they make famous guitars in a town called Paracho. So they're going to be singing songs that After they sing them, I'll try to explain a little bit about what the story is about. I'm going to present. This is Pantaleon Galarza and his brother, Abel Galarza.
Hablo de tiempos pasados, también hubo criminales. Era sostener rendón con sus negros historiales. Tenían su haber varias muertes, también robaba animales. Era don Simón Ramírez quien con su misión cumplía, que en busca de aquel bandido su vida peligraría. El jefe de la cordada, vivo o muerto, fue un jueves por la mañana, daba el sol fuerte sus rayos. Don Simón se preparaba en un hermoso caballo, ya divisaba Rendón, sabía que no era mal gallo. Al nombrarle rendimiento, dijo no se puede, al de saber que los hombres cuando se rinden no mueren, era mejor desistieras porque conmigo no puede. A las armas sin remedio, la suerte así decidía. Con un balazo en la frente, caballo muerto caía. Don Simón mató al instante al hombre que perseguía. Hablo de tiempos pasados, también hubo criminales. Era sostener Rendón con sus negros historiales, tenían su haber varias muertes, también robaba animales. Fue un jueves por la mañana, daba el sol fuerte su rayo. Don Simón se preparaba en un hermoso caballo, divisaba Rendón, sabía que no era mal gallo. Al nombrarle rendimiento, Rendón dijo no se puede. Al de saber que los hombres cuando se rinden no mueren, era mejor desistieras porque conmigo no puede.
Called Simón Ramírez. Basically, it's a story of an outlaw, and it's a running account of how he was being chased by the officials. It talks a lot about his horse and how he was killed and how he got away from people and was shooting at them. It's really what we would call it, considered a kind of cowboy song.
Voy a cantar el de...
The next corrido, and for the children that weren't here before, corrido is a song like a ballad that tells a story. The next story is about people that live in the same town where the Galarza brothers are from Pearson. And if you get a program booklet, there's a copy of the words to the song in there, and they're also translated into English. It's about the people in the community that help some people that need help when they come to town and it's hard to find a job, and sometimes they have problems with the officials from immigration because there's problems with getting papers to work in the United States. And so these are people that are considered to be community leaders who are helpers.
Voy a cantar un corrido que acabo de componer de unos muy buenos amigos que ahora van a conocer. Es el Cowboy y Camelia y el mecánico también. Son compañeros del Cobra Nosotros los mexicanos contentos estamos también, que si no fuera por ellos nos pudieran aprender. El Cabo y la Camelia, personas muy conocidas, por radio nos comunican donde se encuentra la migra. Responsable bien muchachos, no salgan porque los mira. Pearson, centro de Florida, es muy mentado también, donde hay muchos mexicanos que andamos mal con la ley. La emigración ya no sabe a otro pueblo más que a él. El pescador y el vampiro, la camelia y el cabo, el mecánico y la cobra, los seis chicanos de honor que cuidan al mexicano. También la emigración. Ya con esta me despido, dispense lo mal cantado. Estos versos son compuestos por dos humildes mojados. Me dicen el inocente.
día 3, día 20, allá arriba, allá arriba. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia y otra poquita. Arriba y arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Porque tengo chamacas, porque tengo chamacas. Día 3, día 20, allá arriba, allá arriba. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré.
Mensaje, te vas de Reynosa al lado América. cuentas a todos que le han dado muerte a un pistoñero y fiel pistolero de Chitocano. En Brosville estuvo un tiempo prisionero, al ser sentenciado de ahí se fugó. Se vino a Reynosa, su pueblo querido, Gerardo González, en forma cobarde, la muerte encontró. Era decidido, miedo le tenían sus enemigos y la policía. A punta de bala lo hicieron pedazos, no pudo salvarse, tenía en el cuerpo 14 balazos.
cuando me toque dejar esta vida, me iré seguro que el mundo es ingrato. Si tienes plata, te tienden la mano. Si nada tienes, ni quien te haga caso. Por eso quiero que sobre mi tumba solo me pongan una cruz de palo, que me sepulcren allá entre los montes, porque no quiero estar en Camposanto. Mi alma ya está muy cansada. Marchitos de tanto llorar, la luz que me guiaba se perdió en la nada, la muerte muy pronto tendrá que llegar. Cuando me toque dejar esta vida, me iré seguro que el mundo es ingrato. Si tienes plata, tienden la mano. Si nada tienes, ni quien te haga caso. Mi alma ya está muy cansada, mis ojos marchitos de tanto llorar, la luz que me guiaba se perdió en la nada, la muerte muy pronto tendrá que llegar. Por eso quiero que sobre mi tumba solo me pongan una cruz de palo, que me sepulquen allá entre los montes, porque no quiero estar en Camposanto. Mi alma ya está muy cansada, mis ojos marchitos de tanto llorar, la luz que me guiaba se perdió en la nada, la muerte muy pronto tendrá que llegar.
That song is called Cruz del Palo, or the Wooden Cross. It's I think you might consider that to be like a Mexican blues song, and the song before that had similar laments, you know, throughout it about how tired and unhappy. The first song that was slower was about an unfaithful woman, you know, a common theme in all blues music, I think. Called Santa Elena, or Saint Ellen, it would be in English.
En Santa Elena vivía una joven linda y hermosa como un jazmín. Ella solita se mantenía cosiendo ropa para su vivir. Llegó la joven a los 15 años, sin padre y madre, sola quedó. Bajo el amparo de un mal hermano, el mismo hermano la enamoró. El mal hermano le dice un día: hermana mía, de mi querer, yo sé muy bien que tú eres mi hermana, pero yo quiero que seas mi mujer. La pobre joven, muy asustada: hermano mío, de mi querer, porque no puedo ser tu mujer. Llegó la joven a los 15 años, sin padre y madre, sola quedó. Bajo el amparo de un mal hermano, el mismo hermano la enamoró. La pobre joven, muy asustada, hermano mío, de mi querer. Busca otra joven que a ti te agrade, porque no puedo ser tu mujer. El mal hermano, muy enojado, en el instante de muerte le dio. Si no eres mía, no eres de nadie, con un cuchillo la degolló. La echó en sus brazos el cruel hermano, y para el monte se la llevó. A una montaña que estaba enfrente, en un arroyo la sepultó. Al otro día el cruel hermano en la cantina se emborrachó. Un fiel amigo